The first world championship of extreme pogo was held in a Nebraska parking lot in 2004, and every year since, the best ex-pogo athletes from around the world have gathered for one weekend to compete, show off new tricks, and celebrate the sport. This year, Pogopalooza 10 came to New York City, and producer Whitney Jones was there.
Tone Staubs is a professional athlete. His sport is extreme pogo. It's a job he dreamed about before it even existed.
I brought my big air pogo stick to school one time, and I think it was my science teacher. She's like, "Why do you have a pogo stick?" I was like, "Well, I do tricks on my pogo stick, and I want to maybe turn it into a career one day." She goes, "What are you, stupid?" I was just like, "What?" A teacher just called me stupid, and she just goes, "You can't make a career out of riding a pogo stick."
Maybe it was crazy at the time, but last year Tone became a member of the first ex-pogo pro team. And now he makes enough doing ex-pogo that this is his day job. Landing his dream job, though, has added pressure to this year's championships. Weeks before Pogopalooza, Tone was on the poster I saw. He was flying through the air on his pogo stick. Once Pogopalooza started, that image was everywhere. It was on flags around the competition area, on backdrops at info booths, and on schedules that were handed out to everyone who passed by. When you are the face of a sport that nobody has heard of, people expect you to be the best.
Over this past year, I was like, well, I'm pro, so I have to prove to everybody and myself that I can do all this stuff. This year, I'm actually taking time, planning out my entire run, making sure everything's clean and consistent, and hopefully that'll get me up on the podium in the first place spot.
Under 15 minutes to go till the start of Pogopalooza 10.
On the first day of Pogopalooza, I get to Tompkins Square Park and find Tone and the other athletes warming up. They're cracking jokes and throwing high fives, and they're bouncing 7 or 8 feet off the ground. They do flips and throw the pogo stick behind their backs and between their legs, somehow just barely getting the stick under them again before they come crashing to the ground.
First up, we have Tone Staubs. Tone coming from Danville, Ohio. In the blue tape.
First up is the big air qualifier. Tone has 5 minutes to put together a run of tricks that use the ground, the wooden boxes, walls, and grind rails that make up the course.
Athletes, are you ready?
After his big air run, Tone breaks his own world record for most jumps in a minute.
So you broke your record?
Yeah, I'm unofficially right now the count for most bounces in a minute for the broken record that I just did is 269, which is 4 more than I had done previously, so I'm pretty stoked on that.
But he's already thinking ahead to the next day's big air final.
Yeah, I qualified 6th place, but hopefully tomorrow that place will change because I plan on going a lot bigger tomorrow than I did today.
The next day, Pogopalooza moves over to Union Square.
6-foot wall slam, very stylish trick by Tone. Say what's up to me.
Tone is going bigger on his first run, stringing together a series of tricks all over the course. It's impressive to watch. Right at the end of his run, he bounces through the center of the course, jumps off of 2 elevated boxes. He's about 8 feet off the ground at this point. He flips his pogo stick all the way around and then just misses his landing.
Yeah, I went to throw a stick flip off the little slant-to-slant line over the big gap and just only got my toes on and it shot up, shot into my kneecap, and that's really swollen and hurt now. And, took it in the chest and the jaw too at the very top, so that didn't feel too good. But other than that, and I'm fine for a little bit. I'm gonna let it rest and then go out and throw down for best trick until it just won't move.
Tone is struggling just to walk at this point. He tells me that he's done with big air for the day, but after more than an hour of rain delay, Tone gets back up on his stick and he completes his second run.
I just figured, you know what, why not? Because everybody else is doing it, so might as well do what I can.
Finally, it's time for best trick. The jumpers have 30 minutes to land the craziest tricks that they can think up. With about 3 minutes left, Tone lands one, even on his hurt leg.
Best trick, I kept going out to throw the infinity wrap, and I couldn't really feel it. Wasn't really getting it around today, so I just went out, threw a safety trick, which was the G-varial, and I thought it was impressive, but I guess it wasn't good enough to place this year.
Going into the weekend, Tone had dreams of winning both Big Air and Best Trick. But he missed one landing by a couple of inches. He hurt his knee and he fell out of the top three in both events. But for Tone, there's always the next show, there's the next video shoot, and the next competition. Because Tone Staubs is a professional athlete, and extreme pogo is what he does.
Pogo Blues is done, and I went out and I tried my hardest. Couldn't quite bring home a medal, but you know what? It's never a bad time out here. It's never boring. It's never bad vibes with anybody. It's just about, all about promoting the sport of X-Pogo and having some fun. That's exactly what I did.
For Only a Game, I'm Whitney Jones in New York.
To see Whitney Jones's photos from Pogopalooza 10, visit onlyagame.org. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabue. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Martin Kessler, Mike Garth, Glenn Alexander, and Stephen Cray at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Happy trails to our summer intern, Jasper Wilson. He's heading off to London to get his fill of English football. Boy, am I jealous. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word comes from Peter Richmond, who remembers the days when the Art Donovan-era Baltimore Colts hobnobbed with the hoi polloi.
The Colts would happily accept invitations into the community in Baltimore to barbecues and parties, in part because it was good PR and in part because it was free food.
And it's still pretty much that way for most of the sports writers I know. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at MelvilleTrust.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at Hewlett.org. This is NPR.